This is a question by Ajit Gauranga Das. He says, Hari Bhakti Vilas mentions Purush Charm before chanting. How can we do it easily and practically in our daily lives, especially in our temple schedules? This Purush Charm breath is mentioned in Hari Bhakti Vilas. It's a very detailed breath centered around it's a breath to attain fulfillment of chanting the Gopal mantras. It doesn't have anything to do with chanting Hare Krishna. If you're initiating the Krishna mantra, which is called Gopal mantra, which is a Vaishnava Diksha mantra, then it says you want to attain the fruit of that mantra, the perfection of mantra, you have to observe Purush Charan Vrata, which is difficult. Ajit Gauranga Das is asking, how do we do it easily, practically in our daily lives, especially in our temple schedules? There's 217 verses describing all the details. You have to do a homa, you have to do a yajna homa every day. You have to worship your guru every day. You have to have darshan of your guru every day and worship your guru. You have to worship Brahmins. You have to give them donations. You have to feed at least 5 Brahmins. Yeah, many things. You can't see the light of the sun. You have to stay in darkness all day, chanting your mantras. You have to chant so many lakhs of Gopal mantra. And if you miss one niyam, you have to take 3 baths a day, and so many mudras. It's many, many things. If you miss one thing, then the whole 40 days or 60 days, the whole thing is for naught. So I wouldn't recommend it. But if you look at Hari Bhakti Vilas, they give a discount. They make it easy. This is in Vilas, it's in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Vilas, which means chapter Hari Vilas 17. And towards the end of the discussion, after 230 verses describing all the many complicated, impossible to do details of how to do Purush Charan, first of all, there's a famous verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya himself about this Purush Charan, and we should know that. We should have some idea of that also. This is a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 15. This is verse 108, auspicious number 108. And Lord Chaitanya, he's speaking about the glories of the holy name. This is Prabhukhaena Krishna Seva Vaishnava Sevan Nirantara Kara, Nirantara Kara Krishnam Sankirtan. Without stopping, continue chanting Krishna's Nam. And whenever possible, serve Krishna's devotees, the Vaishnavas. Then Lord Chaitanya says, E Krishname Kare Sarva Papashaya Nanavita Bhakti Purna Namahaite Hayate Haya. This is verse 107. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person is relieved from all reaction of sinful life. One can complete all 9 processes of bhakti, Namavita Bhakti, simply by chanting the holy name. And this is verse 108. Diksha Purashcharya Vidhi Apeksha Nakari Jiva Sparshi Achandal Sabare Udari. Here it's talking about Purashcharya and Vrat. Diksha Purashcharya Vidhi Apeksha Nakari. It says, even without taking Diksha, or without doing Purashcharya and Vrata, or following any rules and regulations, the holy name of Krishna is so powerful that just by touching the tongue, it delivers, it uplifts everyone, even a chandala. Jiva, sparshe, achandala, sabare, udare. So here it's saying there's no need to do this. It says the name doesn't, in other words, the holy name doesn't require Purusharan. Purusharan is done for. In verse, Hari Bhakti Vilas 17, verse 11 through 12, it says, three times a day, morning, afternoon, evening, one has to worship, do Thakurji Puja. He has to chant the Japa Tarpan. He has to chant the Gopa Mantra so many times. He has to offer oblations, perform a fire yoga, and feed brahmanas.